Hello my brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to Russ Klotfelter Ministries podcast number 13. I hope you had a blessed Christmas with your family and friends, as we remembered the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we began the new year, my personal plan was to study the book of James. No one knows for sure which James wrote the letter, but most believe the writer was the brother of Jesus. We do, however, know that the letter of James, as well as every book in the Bible, was inspired by the hand of God. So here we are at the beginning of a new year. Did you make a New Year's resolution? Did you promise yourself to lose weight? Did you promise to quit smoking, drinking, or some other bad habit? Did you promise yourself to be a better witness for Jesus in your community? Did you promise yourself to read the Bible more and have a closer relationship with Jesus Christ? All of these resolutions are great, and I hope you made one or more of these promises to yourself. I pray you are successful with your resolutions in 2020. Let us begin in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ. He came into the world in human form to save the world. We owe him everything good in our lives, and we praise his precious name. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us when we travel down roads that lead us away from you, Lord. We praise you for the grace that allows us back into your presence. Let the words in which I have prepared be words that are pleasing in your sight. It's in the infinite name of Jesus we pray. Amen. After reading the first 8 verses in James, chapter 1, the Lord has laid it on my heart to share with you the importance of our direct line of communication with Him, which, of course, is prayer. Reading from the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Praise be the reading of God's precious word. It is really hard to consider the hard times in our life as pure joy, but with faith, perseverance, and prayer, James tells us that, in the end, in the testing of our faith, through perseverance, we become mature, complete, and not lacking anything. He goes on to tell us if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask our God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That is comforting to know that He gives without finding fault, as we are all broken and fault-filled. Those are reassuring words for everyone, and James makes it very clear, when we ask we must fully believe and not doubt, for the author tells us, that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Also reading further in the letter of James, chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So we need to talk to our fellow believers, and confess our sins and shortcomings to each other, so we can hold each other accountable, and then we should come together and pray over our sins, as James tells us those prayers are powerful and effective. Satan is real, my friends, he is sneaky, and he attacks us through all kinds of situations in our lives. Satan is a liar and the father of doubt and anxiety. We must be alert for his schemes at all times. Reading from Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. There are also times in our lives when we feel we don't even know how to pray, or what to pray for, but, reading from Romans 8 verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what we need, even when we don't know ourselves. I know, I am throwing a lot of scripture at you, but when we go to God in prayer, we should not consider our God a vending machine God. Our wants and our needs are two different things. Reading again from James 4 verses 2 and 3, you desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have, because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. God loves everyone. He wants the best for us. He has blessed us all richly. But if we all got what we prayed for, well, I don't suppose this planet would hold all the stuff we asked for. To summarize, I challenge you to spend more time in prayer to God. If you lack anything, ask. If you lack peace, companionship, hope, faith, if you have a troubling addiction, or your finances are in dire straits, put your hands together and talk to the best friend you will ever have. In return, your relationship with Jesus will grow, as will your peace, love, and hope. One last short verse, reading from 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray continually. I think that verse is worth repeating. From the King James Version, it reads like this: pray without ceasing. I think this verse sums up how much time we should spend talking to God. Let us end in prayer. Dear God, we praise your name. We ask that in this new year, that we would be able to spend more time in prayer, that our relationship with you would grow deeper, that we would be a better witness for you. We ask that you be with the many prayer requests that we have on our hearts. Lead, guide, and protect us, Lord. It is in the infinite name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please join me again soon for my next episode. And as always, reach out to others in love, and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.